السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and Appa with afiyat and good health to accept the khidmat of deed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength and energy to honor the azmat of the Sahaba ikiram and speak out in the defense of the Sahaba ikiram, the Khulafa'i Rashideen. May Allah ta'ala accept our efforts. Ameen. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 9th of Muharram 1447. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 49, Surah Hujurat, and today is verses 17 and 18. Barakallahu feekum to you, Mawlana Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Mota and Dawood Mota. So Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, today we will complete and conclude chapter 49, Surah Hujurat. Sometimes an incident takes place and then a verse or verses are revealed. So this happened in Madinah Munawwara. There was a tribe and they were known as the Banu Asad, and they came on their own to the master Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that we are embracing Islam. So if you look at it in that way, it is something very good that on their own they came and they expressed their desire, we want to be Muslims and so forth and embrace Islam. But Almighty Allah Jalla Wala exposed that their intention was not so sincere initially. And the intention was, let us become Muslims and then we will have, you understand, access to the funds. People will start giving us some zakat, some money, some sadaqat and charity and so forth. Like today, you see people embrace Islam. Allah forbid, the intention is not sincere. He or she wants to marry a Muslim lady, Muslim male, or a person opens a darulum, a madrasa, and then they have some 10, 20 African students or some other students, and the aim is just money making. Like you see in South Africa today, so many places you will see that the whole intention is polluted and tainted and so forth. It's no more yu'minuna bil ghaib, to believe in the unseen. It's yu'minuna bil jayf, that how in the name of Islam we can fill our pockets and so forth and so on. So therefore, the first hadith in Bukhari Sharif, in Riyadh al-Saliheen, and remember Mishkat Sharif, these are all giants of Islam. So remember that they brought the hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ مَرِئٍ مَا نَوَىٰ. That remember, our actions will be judged right by our intentions as well. And every person, whatever intention we made, it is very, very well known to all, Maitre Allah Jalla Wala. So these people, Banu Asad, when they were told, do this, do that, he said, no, you don't tell us, we know, we embrace Islam on our own, and you did not come and bring Islam to us. So as though as they were doing people a favor. So all, Maitre Allah Jalla Wala revealed these verses, chapter 49. And verses 17 and 18. يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا. They carried on like these people, Banu Asad. Then they are doing you a favor, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا. Then they embrace Islam. to tell them, قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ. You did not do us a favor by your embracing Islam. And nobody does us a favor, whether it's the most famous president, prime minister, politician, or whosoever. The favor is from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَلِلَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ بَلْ نَيْ. Allah Ta'ala has favored you. Allah has granted you the greatest gift. أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. That He guides you towards Iman and faith and conviction if you are really truthful. So each one of us, we should see what is our intention. Whether I'm on the radio, whether I'm in Tabligh Jamaat, whether I'm a Shaykhul Hadith, or whether I'm a Ustad and a Mufti, whether I'm teaching, you understand, Quran, Tafsir, or whatever. Always remember the minimum requirement for acceptance in the court of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is through Iman, faith and conviction and the correct belief. That's number one. Then number two, it must be done in the tariqah methodology shown to us by him, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And third, there must be ikhlas and sincerity. So what is the definition of ikhlas? A simple definition. Every person, it will resonate with you. That jalwat mein khalwat mein a'amal ka barabar hona. In private and public, our actions must remain the same. I'm here in Ispingo Beach and I'm speaking to you. This is where my sister and them are, brother-in-law. This is where my father-in-law, mother-in-law and them used to stay. My uncle, auntie, they all passed away. Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. And then Haji Bait Fadia was there, rahimahullah. Bai Mota used to call him. So if you know anything of the work of Dawat and Tabligh here in South Africa and Durban, now the Markaz is there, Al-Hilal in Overport. The old Markaz was there, you know, Junction Masjid. There you must remember in Clearwood. So I heard by Padia saying, you understand, some brothers only function when they come to Junction. Both Pyara Jumlata, you see. Some brothers only function when they come to Junction. So they see me, then they get, you understand, activated. So that is not ikhlas. Ikhlas is in our private life, our public life, our actions must be the same. So if you're reading tahajjud, every day we must read tahajjud. Not that now we see the Amir Sahib, we see our father, we see our ustad, we see, chalo, now let's impress him or her. So now our one lady, our mother or sister or wife, now on to read just to show off. So that is what Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah taught us. After the Hajj, Hajjatul Wida, hadith mentioned in Ibn Majah, Allahumma aj'alha hajjatan la riya'a fiha wa la sum'a. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, make it such a hajj, la riya'a fiha. That it was not performed to impress the eyes of people, wala sum'a, and not to impress the ears of people. MashaAllah, today, tomorrow, so many people's nikah will be performed. But look at the activities going on there. Three-quarters of the woman, half the woman will not wear parda, but the jays will have parda. So what is all that I'm asking you? Just to show off. And this type of unnecessary expenditure is what? Chapter 17, verse 27. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. That the people who squander their wealth, remember they are the brothers and sisters of Satan and Shaitan and Lucifer. How much money we waste? We say walima. Walima is sunnah. But our activity is 90%, 80% of time is haram. So each one of us, we need to know what is ikhlas. Ikhlas is in private, in public, our actions must continue and must be the same. So then our actions will be accepted in the court of Almighty Allah. قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ. Don't come and think that you are doing us a favor with Islam. بَلِلَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ. Nay, Allah Jalla Wala has conferred His bounty and favor upon you. And hadakum lil iman, that He guided you towards iman, faith, conviction, in kuntum sadiqeen, if you are truthful. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every baby child that is born on the natural disposition. The spark of iman, Allah gave that baby, boy, girl, the day he or she was born. Now you must live with the iman, enhance the iman. But as he or she grows up, كل مولود يولد على الفطرة فأبواه يهودانه أو ينصرانه أو يمجسانه. The parents, the environment, then will make him a Jew and a Jutla, or a Christian, or a fire worshipper, Zoroastrian. So we need to be very careful with whom we are mingling and associating. In the ending, Almighty Allah informs us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Verily, Almighty Allah's knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing, whether you know or you don't know, but Allah knows all the things that are unseen in the celestial creation, in the heavens and skies, whether it is the moon, the sun, stars, and the planets, and what we know, what we don't know. And ours is all speculation. Allah, Jalla Wala's, is perfection. Well, earth and on the land and sand, the terrestrial creation, how many drops in this ocean, yea, in Ishpingo Beach, who can know? Show me one doctor, one professor, one scientist, oceanologist, and whatever else they call themselves. When I went the first time there to the two oceans, Maraj al-Bahrain in Cape Town, lo and behold, these people were there, the professors and so forth, they were discussing. So I was butt-eat, you know, and put my bigger nose in their pattern. So I told them, sir, professor, can I make a contribution? They were surprised, who's this guy? I said, you see these oceans here, the temperature is different and you know that better than me. The color is different. So between that, there is barzakhun, there's a barrier. So I said, did you see the barrier? He said, no. I said, but Quran Kareem speaks of it. You're not seeing it does not mean it's not happening. So how come the water, they meet one another, but still the color remains different, the temperature remains different, the taste remains different. So who is doing that? So they couldn't answer properly, you see. Our iman is supra-logical, that is beyond human logic, perception, comprehension. Is yu'minuna bil-ghayb, baynahuma barzakhun la yabghiyan. Allah Jalla Wala speaks of it. Magnificent Qudrat ka karishma, inna Allah ya'alamu ghayba samawati wal ard. If you ask a big doctor, scientist, professor, how many hair on your body? Which person can give an answer, exact answer? Everybody can give that. Wallahu basirum bima ta'amaloon. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is all observing of what you are doing. So in the khalwa and jalwa, whether in the private life, in the darkness of the night, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, or whether in the brightness of the day, everything is known to Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So we must not think that we can escape Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah Ta'ala, when a person tries his level best, then He, Almighty Allah, gives them barakah and blessing. And remember, when a person continues with vices, then there is muhla. Allah Ta'ala gives them respite, and then the punishment comes. All this is enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran. Allah Jalla Wala envelope us in His mercy. Chapter 7, verse 151, وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh beloved Allah, include us in your special mercy, whilst you alone, you are أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, the most merciful one to show mercy, and include us in your special mercy, Ya Rabbal Alameen, Ameen, Ameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today the 9th of Muharram, 1447. These are the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. 7 Jutlas dispatched to hell. We're very, very happy about that. Hamas put them away. Some of it I will send out today, inshallah. Before 9 o'clock or so, you will receive everything. Because you know now we are in a holiday mood, all the programs are done, only one program left tonight, they in Stengel Kwa, and that will be after Isha, 7:15 day in the Jami Masjid, inshallah, Maghrib Aziz day in Munawwar Masjid, day in Stengel, inshallah Aziz, and then Brother Nasim Timol, you see. So we will be there for the supper because everybody is fasting and so forth, so we also, Allah give us tawfiq, that Allah accept it. Number 2, remember that Netanyahu, the war criminal, he is now delaying and dragging his feet on the ceasefire. So today, the Haaretz newspaper's heading is, ولي نتنياهو بيبي حرامي. I'm using the word حرامي. Well, he slapped then Trump on his face regarding the ceasefire. Then Trump knows what to do. What he did to Zelensky, what he did to Elon Musk and so forth, they will do that with him as well. Both of them are haramis and both are humiliated globally, internationally. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُقْرِيمٍ. And whosoever Almighty Allah humiliates, none can give him honor. He can be in the White House or in the palace in Riyadh. Allah Jalla Wala has humiliated, disgraced them. So chapter 22, verse 18. So we must ask Almighty Allah for afiyah, safety, comfort, honor, dignity, all the good things of life. And remember, the call is from all quarters, locally, nationally, and the observers, and the United Nations, end the war immediately. It cannot continue. These haramis, these jutlas, the cursed nation, the swines and the pigs, Quran calls them. In chapter number 5, verse number 16, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. The monkeys and the swines and the pigs. And their leaders, their rabbis, chapter 62, verse 5, Allah says, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. They are like donkeys carrying encyclopedias and so forth. So remember, the past 24 hours, they martyred and murdered 138 Palestinians, and that includes women, children, babies, and 90% of them civilians. They only got one story, and the world is no more buying it. Say, no, we are attacking Hamas. But when you look, you can see that it is babies, children, women who are ordinary people, civilians. Allah grant them shahadat. Allah will reward them in the year after. Allah will dispense the jutlas to the dungeons of hell, eternal doom and gloom for them. The Haaretz newspaper writes, the Israeli army is occupying 65% of Gaza, that's minimum. Otherwise, according to our sources, it's 80% or more. And then they told them, we tell them, go to Mawasi, go here, there to the safe zones. And then they come and shoot and murder and kill them there in cold blood as well. The Saudi foreign minister is there in Moscow discussing with us Russians and what is on top of the agenda, the Gaza ceasefire. You must understand Saudi Arabia from day one. 23rd of September 1932, Al-Mamlakatul Arabiyatul Saudiya. So the Saudi regime, the Wahhabi regime, the Najdis, for whom Rahmatulil Alameen, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, refused to make dua for. They always played a double agenda. Remember them. They told America that you give us security, we will give you oil, petrol, all these things. Yeah. They told the Arab countries that we will be the leader because we got Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara. Allah blessed us with wealth and so forth. So they are the ones who pump money into Israel, finish them off, finish off Hamas, and then we will have normalization of ties in their name. Inshallah, what is going to happen, Hamas and the Mujahideen will remain. And you, Ali Saud, the Saudi regime will be decimated and destroyed. We don't hide from anybody. If we want to tell you something, we'll tell you on your face. For what we have to hide? That is the sign of nifaq and hypocrisy. Allahumma ahalik Ali Saud, kama ahalakta Adam wa Thamud. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain min kulli su'in wa makruh. Allahumma tahir al-majl al-aqsa min al-yahud al-ghasibin al-mustawtinin al-mal'unin. Ya Allah, liberate Masjid al-Aqsa from the jutlas who are cursed nation and the settlers. But Ya Allah, decimate and destroy the family of Saud and the Ali Saud, as you destroyed the Qawm Aad and Thamud, because they have gone to destroy Islam and Muslims. Sanamas in Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara, bikini beaches there in Jeddah, and extravaganza and all the musical shows and what have you. Remember there in Jeddah and Riyadh, and anybody speaks anything, just imprison him. Imam of the Haram who visited us here in Darul Newcastle 2010, Sheikh Salih Ali Talib, he spoke 100% the truth. All these places where the intermingling is, the haram is not permissible for you to go. That was his last khutbah. Now they transferred him to Riyadh, to one of the worst prisons. So that is your Al-Mamlakatul Arabiyatul Saudiya, Pakka Kafir government. not Al Hukumat Ur Rashida, as the Imams try to tell the people dollars for dollars, Al Hukumat Ur Khabiza, that is what they are. Today in Texas, you must remember that 15 people dead, 20 children are missing, excessive floods. Allahumma gharriqhum, Allahumma alayka bihim ya Rabbal Alameen, Allahumma arsil alayhim rihan swara. Ya Allah, America, Israel, India, all these haramis who want to harm Islam and the Muslim, you decimate and destroy them if there is no Iman and Islam for them. Elon Musk now wants to start the third party, the American party. He says that these guys here, the Republicans and Democrats, are the two sides of the same coin. Both sides are haramis. So let's start a new party. So now the war will start between him and Trump and all that. But he's got the finances, he says. Putin is mocking Trump. That is what the Polish government are saying. You know, Poland, Warsaw. Nuclear inspectors are kicked out and expelled from Iran. Very good, Iran. You are Pakka, Kafir, non-Muslim, Shias. But when you do good things, we'll praise you. If you attack America, Israel, we'll praise you. So remember, we must draw a distinction regarding their belief and so forth. They're not Muslims. But when they do certain things politically that are good, so we must say it's good. So they never go and inspect, you must remember, America's nuclear or Israel's nuclear. But always they want to poke their nose into Iran and say, show us what you did, what you got. So remember, the whole aim is no Muslim country must have nuclear. The poor country, Pakistan, compared to all those Arab countries, dictators and haramis, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, Egypt, Jordan, and a whole lot others, Kuwait and all of them, multi-millionaires, multi-billionaires, multi-trillionaires, Qatar giving $1 trillion and all that to Trump and giving him a plane, hang your heads in shame. You're a disgrace to the Ummah. And Pakistan, a poor country, has nuclear. And why you all don't have nuclear? Every Muslim country should have nuclear. Quran says that, وَاِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ. You must prepare against his enemies to the best of your ability. Not you become the slave of the Western powers and the non-Muslims. You suffer from the inferiority complex that the West is the best and white is right. So that is what they suffer from, you know. They have intellectual, remember, their deficiency. His Arabs and so forth. And Mustafa sallallahu spoke against them. Hadith in Muslim Sharif. Waylul lil Arab. Woe and destruction to the Arabs. Remember that. So India to spend how much? $12 billion on arms and ammunition. Because they got a good threshing from Pakistan and China and so forth. So Modi and them show stars daytime the harami. So therefore, they feel that we must buy more and more arms from here and there. South African news, so 3 life terms for a Limpopo man for raping a 9-year-old boy. I repeat that. 3 life terms for a Limpopo man, a male, who raped a 9-year-old boy. I'm asking you a question A and C. I'm asking you a question, DA, and all your other Mickey Mouse parties there in Parliament and so forth. That, who pays for this guy here? 3 life terms. So he will stay for the remainder of his life, 5 years, 10 years, 20, 30 years. Allah alone knows. Maybe he can die tomorrow also. But we, the taxpayer, have to pay. So why down the hell we hang him in public? Why don't we put him in front of a firing squad? Why don't we have the death penalty? He goes and rapes a 9-year-old boy, and you tell me you're giving him 3 life sentences. So that is the shame of the ANC. They got rid of the nuclear, they got rid of the death penalty, and therefore crime is so rife and rampant in South Africa. Your police are a joke, your politicians are comedians, and South Africa has become a banana republic. I mean, we have to speak the truth. But we still love South Africa. 15% of the police stations do not have holding cells. 15% of the police stations in Gauteng, they do not have holding cells. So it tells you, speaks volumes, you know, how incompetent they are and so forth. Wet weather, etc. expected more and more in Cape Town, Durban, wonderful weather. This Fajr time is a little bit nappy, daytime, beautiful, wonderful weather, mashallah. Today is the Durban July. You see, this afternoon, thousands of people will be coming. Everything to do with the Durban July and the horse racing, all haram. For a Muslim to go there, for a Muslim to watch it on TV, betting, therefore it's called Maisir. Maisir means sitting on your laurels and thinking of Hadi and saying, I'll make easy income. So Islam said alcohol, gambling, Allah Ta'ala connected the two in various verses. Why? They both are addictive. You say, no, tatama chance. I just put 2 rand, 5 rand, 20 rand, maybe I'll win. All these are the waswasa of shaitan. So remember, that totally haram. To watch it also on TV, and your Muslim, all the everything haram about it. So just stay away from there. We got better things to do. These are the Mubarak month of Muharram, Mubarak, blessed, honorable days of Ashura in some places, in other places, it's the 9th. So these are holy, sacred days for us. Remember that. Don't go and taint it, pollute it with haram actions and so forth. Ijtimas are taking place, inshallah, there in Toronto. Make dua for them. And here also in Durban, here on the 8th, 9th, 10th of August, remember, Ijtima is taking place. So wherever Ijtima takes place, Tabligh Ijtima, we make dua and we promote it as well and so forth. For Ashura, what should we do, O Ummah? Remember that today is the 9th, tomorrow is the 10th. So the Master, alayhi salatu salam, hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, Sumu At-Tasi'a wal-Ashir, fast on the 9th and 10th. And if you can't fast 9th and 10th, Sumu Yawman Qablahu or Ba'dahu. Fast one day before Ashura or one day after Ashura, hadith in Musnad Ahmad, 9 and 10th or 10th level. And if you keep all three, 9, 10, and 11, that will be excellent. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to fast. Then tonight is not a night of partying and a jol and a carnival atmosphere. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Taballahu fihi ala fo. Almighty Allah accepted the tawbah of a people, remember that. And that is the Bani Israel. Vayatubu fihi ala fo min akhareen. Allah Jalla Wala will accept the tawbah of people in the latter generations. You see, the nations it will come, the latter generations also Allah will accept. So tonight is night of tawbah, tomorrow is day of tawbah. And spend a little bit extra on your wives, on your children and family members and so forth. So Allah Jalla Wala will grant you rizq for the whole year. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Bayhaqi and so forth. Man wasa'a ala iyalihi yawm Ashura. Tell your wife, oh honey, take the money like that. So, insha'Allah al-Aziz, inna lillahi wa inna raji'un. My cousin there in Bethar, Muhammad Iqbal Kareem, and he was known as Nico, our Jusam Mama, you know, we knew his parents so well. That day in Witbank, and now they were there in Bethar, he passed away. So, today, 11 o'clock is Janaza Salah. For our brother Nico Muhammad Iqbal Kareem, 11 o'clock Janaza day at the Bethar Cemetery. Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Allah Jalla grant his wife and children, all of them, the family, by bereaved family, Sabre Jameel. Always we dua for all the Muslims, whether we know them or we don't know them. Chapter 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا فِي اللِّهِ وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Ya Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and all the people who passed away with Iman. Yawma yakumul hisab, the day the reckoning is established. And our program on Markaz today will be 7 to 9, will be Mona Khalid, inshallah. And then inshallah in the evening, 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock will be our brother Suleiman Esop. And thereafter the team will move there to Stenga Masjid, Guaduguza, the Jami Masjid. Where Mawlana Musaji is, Mawlana Fahim is, mashallah. So 7:15 will be the Isha Salat, and thereafter the Qirat and Naat Sharif and Nazm and so. And then we will start and we will complete, inshallah, Al-Aziz at 9 o'clock. Today I will be going to meet my honorable Ustad, inshallah, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, and then to visit Dr. Junaid Arbi, my family members. So that is our program, and tomorrow, inshallah, we return back to Johannesburg, Indonesia. Tomorrow, Salim Kareem, we have 15 minutes left. Inshallah, that we'll finish up that. I'll go to Muaz bin Jabal Masjid there. 6:10 is the Jamaat, so I'll go there for Fajr, inshallah. Ji.
Mufti Sahab, are ladies allowed to apply hey dye, not mehendi?
Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the father of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, what an indictment upon this ummah. The greatest personality to walk on this earth, and he is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq after all the prophets and messengers. If you ask 80-90% of the ummah, what is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's name? What is his father's name? 80% will not know. His name and nami, Ismail Grami is Abdullah, and his father's name is Usman. Father and son, all Sahaba, and children also Sahaba, Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Asma, and Abdul Rahman, and all of them. So we should be very, very clear on all this issue. Sayyidina Abu Bakr is his agnomen, is his kunya, and his father's kunya was, his name was Usman, Abu Quhafa. So the hadith in Muslim Sharif, the Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw him with the hair gone grayish and whitish. Then the Master, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told him, Ghayyiru shayb. Ya Aba Quhafa, O Quhafa, that you see your hair is gone grayish, whitish, change it. Wajtanibu sawat, but abstain from black. You see the Kala, she's 70, 80, but she was to dye her hair black. She got competition with the daughter, you know. So if we dye the hair, not mehndi, so all that is permissible, but it must not be black. Black is not permissible, nor for the men, nor for the women, but other colors will be permissible. But not that you become a psychedelical person, one side you make blonde, one side you make green, one side you make pink and look like a clown. All that is not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, can the Imam read Kunut e Nazila in the Juma Salah? I was told no.
Remember that you must not ask, people must not answer questions when they don't know the correct fatwa. Take this, Jumma Salat, you understood. Yesterday I was thinking I must read Kunut and Nazila there. But my problem was what? That when I came there to the Smear Bank, so with Maulana Muhammad Patel in his car there, so then I translated the khutbah of today, we made dua in the car. And then I told Maulana, get the azan going. And I entered the masjid and read my two rakat tahiyatul masjid. And by the time I started, the lecture was 12:14, 12:15. And I spoke right till 45, 47 or so. And then he insisted that I must make the khutbah salat. So normally I just tell them, oh, they must make salat, I'll make khutbah. I said, no, you promised us. So I said, teacher. So I then told me by 1 o'clock, 1:01 or 1:02, you must be finished. So then I delivered the khutbah and read the salat. But I was really thinking that I know in Newcastle 1-2 times when I was there, Jumma time, I read the Kunut e Nazila. It's permissible according to all four schools. Hanafi say you read Kunut e Nazila fi salawatil jahriya, in loud salat. Fajr, Maghrib, Isha, Jumma, all permissible Hanafi. Shafi's and them say fi salawati kulliha, all the salat, whether it is loud or soft. The whole time now, you go and read Kunut e Nazila according to Shafi's, and it's permissible. So for a person to say you can't read Kunut e Nazila in Jummah Salat, we can't even, whoever it is, you understand, is Mufti Azam or whoever, Shaykhul Islam or who, we reject it, remember, and that is incorrect. Fatwa is permissible according to all first schools.
Mufti Sahab, is medical aid insurance permissible? I have many health issues.
Remember that there are certain issues that have cropped up now in the past 50-100 years or so, meaning al-masailu jadida, new issues. So when we were studying in the 70s there in Karachi, so the greatest ulama of Pakistan at that time, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, who passed away on the 10th of Shawwal 1976, Hazrat Sheikh Allama Yusuf Muhammad Yusuf bin Nuri Nawarullah Barqadahu, who passed away in 77, Hazrat Mufti Rashid Ahmad Sahib of Ahsanul Fatawa. So they all used to sit, and Mufti Rafi Usmani, Mufti Taqi Usmani, all of them passed away. Only Mufti Taqi Usmani is alive. So they used to discuss all these type of issues, the modern day issues and so forth. So therefore, Al-Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he was a genius, you know. He only lived 54 years. He was born in the year 150 in Ghazza al-Mubarakah and passed away in Cairo in 204 after Hijrah. But what a legacy he left. He was one of the first people to write a book, you understood, on the principles of fiqh, usul ul-fiqh called al-risala. And those of you who are to be the real ulama, not just barakati and killing time and wasting time and all that. If you want to become a real alim and a real person to understand deen, you must have a risala of Imam al-Shafi'i. And the tahqiq is done by Ahmad Muhammad Shakir and so forth. He's a great, great giant. He was a great muhaddis as well. Ahmad Muhammad Shakir of Egypt, rahimahullah. So in there, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i writes, وَلَا إِنْكَارَ فِي الْإِجْتِهَادِ. You see, in Islam, we have a thing called ijtihad. There's no clear cut. You must remember evidence this side or this side and so forth and so on. So therefore, you will have difference of opinion among the jurists and the scholars. So yeah, our teachers, remember, we find them both sides. So some ulama will say, not permissible. You must remember that. So we say that is taqwa and precaution. So if you abstain, it's good. You must remember. But if you take it out and you say that no, that I heard some ulama who are reliable and senior, our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Ridaul Haq Sahab, Wednesday nights when I go to him, I discuss all these kind of issues, modern day issues. How can we solve the problems of the Ummah? So he says it's permissible. He says it's not like life insurance, you must remember, where you put money and receive money. You're receiving a service in exchange. So you go there, you get hospital, you get operation and all that, and whatever is needed. So therefore, our fatwa verdict is medical aid, all that, hospital plan, this plan, all permissible, and especially in places like South Africa, where you know the government system is really up to, you understand, no good. So therefore, fatwa, we will say permissible, taqwa, precaution, we will say it's better to abstain. That is an easy way to reconcile all the fatawa verdicts of the great giant genius ulama, Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib of Majlis. He will normally say no, and Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib say permissible. So we will say fatwa permissible, taqwa better to abstain. So that is an easy way to sort it out.
Mufti Sahib, our old maid, has said the Shahada and given permission to bury her according to Islam. She hasn't changed her name, so can we still bury her as a Muslim?
100%. You must tell all the people who are embracing Islam, they must sign an affidavit, and then they must, you know, sign it, get it stamped there by the police station or commissioner of oaths and so forth. So there are no problems and so forth. So whether you must remember she changed her name or not, that is not the issue. She must be buried as a Muslim lady or a Muslim male because they embrace Islam and so forth. So, and we must ensure that their documents are all up to date, you know, and we ourselves, is our world up to date and so forth and so on. He Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that hadith Bukhari Sharif, la yabitu laylatain, you must not even allow two nights to pass. إِلَّا وَوَصِيَّتُهُ مَكْتُوبَةٌ إِنْدَهُ. But your final will and last testament should be written and prepared already. So we also need to get our act together. A person just dies intestate without a will. Big problems, Islamically, legally. And that person has died a death of jahiliyyah, of ignorance, Allah forbid. So it's wajib to have a will. It's wajib compulsory to have a will according to Islam. And it's wajib upon people who are not born Muslim but they embrace Islam, they must sign an affidavit and it must be done ASAP as soon as possible. And the names, if they have a good name, and his name is David, so David is Dawood, name is Maria, so that is fine, you don't have to change it then. It's better if you change like David, make Dawood, but not compulsory. But if they have some funny name, you understand, regarding idols and kufr and shirk, so then it's wajib to change the names. The hadith in Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif, إِنَّكُمْ تُدْعُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِأَسْمَائِكُمْ وَأَسْمَائِ آبَائِكُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا أَسْمَاءَكُمْ. Tomorrow you will be called by your name and by your father's name, hence choose good names. So yes, we must change the name if the meaning is corrupted and bad, And the burial will always carry on as a Muslim. Remember that, unless we have evidence to the contrary, the person went to the church or the temple or synagogue, so then obviously such people will be out of the fold of Islam and they were praying there and so forth.
Mufti Sahab, are we allowed to take bayat from more than one sheikh?
First and foremost, we must understand the function of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Surah Al-Jumu'ah, chapter 62, verse number 2. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala mentions the four functions of Habibuna Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi sallam yatlu alayhim ayati, to recite the Quran Sharif for them so they learn the Quran. You see, all these maktabs, this primary madrasas and so forth, we all must support it. Remember that in all parts of the world, that the ground roots and all that, that is what we need to work on. So our makatib, Allah reward all our asatizas and afas and all, how we went through the system. Same way you must remember that. And this Muslim schools, and nobody can be a replacement for the maktab. You're just wasting your time in simple words, remember that. So yatlu alayhim ayatihi wa yusakkihim tazkiyah. Tazkiyah is what you call the tasawwuf. You speak about sheikh and peer and murshid. Today the problem with the peers up and murshid, half what, half three quarter of them, instead of making islah, that connecting our hearts to Allah, they want to connect themselves to your bank account. Remember that. They say, ke yaha kharch karo, yaha kharch karo. Then on my madrasa, give me 1 million. Give me 3 million, give me 10 million, 5 million, all that. So they are more interested in not yu'minuna bil ghaib, but in yu'minuna bil jayb. How they can fill their own pockets, etc. That's a tragedy today. So tazkiyah is Quran. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam purifies them externally from kufr and shirk, blasphemy and polytheism, and internally from pride and jealousy, envy and all those issues. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, to teach them the Quran Sharif and teach them the hikmah, the wisdom, and that is sunnah mubarakah. So tazkiyah will come from the khanka, the true khanka, not today's khanka. Today's Mona A.S. Desai, he tells me that nowadays 99% of these khankas and taalums are corrupted. How many times he told me that? Because you can see the way the money comes in, money, there's hardly any accountability, nothing. The peers up and the sheikh is flying here and there and everything. And remember that his family are driving the best cars. So you see, that is a big problem today. And our Darul Ulooms, they must be teaching Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarak. So when you have a sheikh, then you must have munasabah. Munasabah means that you must have, you understood, there's real understanding. And if the sheikh tells you something, then you must listen, provided it is within the Sharia. Our family, our first sheikh was Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali, Mama Ji, Nawwar Allah, we his first family. So with Allah's help and Allah's family, when he came 1940 there to Sheraton, so my Nani Mom and all of them, they used to live there, around there. Every day they would send the food. People asked him, Hazrat, who is this? He said, my sister. So we never called him by his name. We always said, Mama Ji. Nawwar Allahu marqadahu, the sage of the age. And I remember from 62 to 67, every second week, third week, we were there in Leslie. He would take me in his arms and make dua. My mother would say, Bomma stanche, dua karwano hafiz. He never made dua for hafiz. He made many, many duas. How can we forget such people? Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib, Nawwar Allahu marqadahu, Madal Zad Wali, when my father passed away in 1982, Ramadan, I started teaching in Darum, Newcastle. My mother was crying every day, you must come back home. But I was not very keen. So the Hazrat Ji Nawwar Allahu marqadahu came to Nigel, Maulana Qasudi. The Hazrat was speaking and then our eyes met and my tears were rolling down, you know. When I went to meet, he asked me, kya hua? I was more lighty, you know. And this is 1982. How many years now? Just so mashallah, more than 40 years ago. So anyway, so then I told him, Hazrat, tanhai mein baat karni. I want to speak to you alone. He took everybody out. Everybody, just Hazrat Ji and myself. Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah Khan Sahib Jalalabad. I told him, mere walid Majid Sahib ka intikal ho gaya hai, walida ka israr hai, that I must come back and I'm teaching this kitab. He made some amal, he said, you must just stay in the castle. So I told him, what about my mother, Hazrat? And he said, your mother will come live by you. So these are the Akabir, these are the giants, you see, there is no hidden agenda. So now we got Hazrat Mufti Riza ul-Haq sahab, Hazrat Mawlana Qamar Zaman sahab, one of the biggest mashayikh, is coming to South Africa end of July. So these are the great, great people, so you must link yourself up with them, and inshallah you'll go far in life, but you must listen to what they say. Today we listen to them and we do whatever comes in our head. So we don't agree with that. You must have 2, 3, 4, 5 mashayikh, you must have one sheikh, but you respect everybody else. So that is our deen. May Allah Jalla Wala accept us. I'm going now for Salah to Mu'az bin Jabal. And inshallah, Mu'asalim Kareem, you take a good rest with Appa. And inshallah, Monday we will talk. Tomorrow, 2 to 4 will be Q&A. And tonight we will be there in Stengam Masjid, 7:15 Isha Jamaat, inshallah al-Aziz. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.